producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so while the media is now kind of calming down, I'm not talking that much about Ebola, okay? We think we kind of have that under control, even though we still have cases smoldering. We have a big virus that is, still dangerous, not as dangerous as Ebola in terms of the death and destruction that that caused. But this is a very, very scary virus. We've already talked about it on the show, the Zika virus. And I guess now we're trying to catch up, coming up with a vaccine for this one. And that's the problem with infectious disease. You're always behind the curve on this. It's very, very difficult to stop it, you know, head on, just like we see with flu season every year. Now, we know that this virus has been studied and linked, I mean, we can't say 100% yet, to brain damage in thousands of babies. And I don't like using the term brain damage. That's what we see here in this Reuters article. But it's basically the brain wants to develop normally. But the cranium, the head size is so small that the brain can't. And that's how it damages the brain. And they say that this virus is likely to spread to all countries in the Americas, except for Canada and Chile, all right, according to the World Health Organization. Now, the Zika transmission has not been reported in the continental United States, even though we had somebody who fell ill with the virus in Hawaii, but she was she had gotten sick in Brazil and then came to Hawaii, later gave birth to a baby who unfortunately had the microcephaly. So, like I said, we still haven't seen the transmission within the United States. Now, Brazil's health ministry said in November that Zika was linked to fetal deformation, known as microcephaly, and they're studying even more, confirming that that's why we have seen thousands of cases. 3,893 cases right now, Brazil is reporting, according to the World Health Organization, which is 30 times more than in any one year since 2010, equivalent to 1 to 2% of all newborns. All right? The Zika outbreak now, after it comes, you know, on the heels of the Ebola epidemic, is making us go, what the hell is going on? There's no drugs to treat this. There's no vaccines to treat this. What are we going to do? And we have, again, innocent victims that don't, you know, it's not somebody, you know, in a high-risk group doing a high-risk activity. This is just you getting bit by the mosquito and the mosquito giving you Zika. So we have drug makers right now, all right, you know, trying to scramble. And you know, I know, and I hear, you know, a lot, I hear a lot of, you know, people say, well, the pharmaceutical companies and, you know, they're spurring this and they're going, no, you know, there's no pharmaceutical company letting loose all these mosquitoes. All right, guys. Okay. I mean, I understand there's conspiracy theories and people like, yeah, you know, this way pharmaceutical companies make money. No, they don't all meet and go, how can we have this big, huge, contagious, scary disease? They don't do that. Okay. What I think they are guilty of is not acting until there's unfortunately a need. And it's understandable. Okay, making a vaccine for Zika, making a treatment for it is expensive. If nobody was going to buy it, who's going to come up with it? So apparently they now have, health experts are asking for a new symptom of incentives. They say we need to have some kind of a plan that makes companies feel there is a sustainable solution and not just a one-shot deal over and over again. The Butantan Institute is currently leading the research charge on Zika and said last week a plan to develop a vaccine in record time, although its director warned that this still could take 3 to 5 years. I mean, this is how behind the curve we are. British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline said on Monday that it's also studying the feasibility of using its vaccine technology on Zika. Francis Sanofi is also reviewing the possibilities. Meanwhile, many people are like, well, wait a second, you know, what about the Olympics? Okay, well, they're probably going to recommend, you know, people who are pregnant to maybe not come. All right, you know, they're supposed to host the Olympic Games in August. And so the World Health Organization is already advising pregnant women planning to travel to areas where Zika is circulating to talk to a healthcare provider before traveling and then come back on return. Now, remember, if you were to come down with Zika, you don't really notice it. It's kind of like any other viral thing, you know, kind of fever. Sometimes you kind of get red eyes, you get a rash, but you just kind of feel achy. And you can't tell, you know, and then of course there has to be certain screening, which I don't think we have very quick screening abilities. And so, you know, here we are, possibly a vaccine in the works 3 to 5 years from now. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And, you know, realize these drug companies are still trying to recover from what happened with Obamacare. I mean, I have probably written maybe a brand name drug from a pharmaceutical company, you know, an honest-to-God brand name. I probably only write brand name now less than 10% of the time. And 90% of my prescriptions are generic. And I know some of you guys are like, yay, woohoo, yay, it's about time. We got the doctors to write cheaper medicines. I mean, it's real. My patients are happy. The insurance seems to cover the generics. Yeah, everything's all fine and dandy. Until all of a sudden something like this happens, they go, all right, where's the big pharmaceutical company? Well, if the big pharmaceutical company has now taken a 90% drop in income, and it probably hasn't been that much, but if they're getting a 90% drop in sales from little old Dr. Dahlia, you know, what other, you know, economic drops are they feeling, you know, around the country or globally? So if no one's buying the brand name, they just spent all these years and all this money making brand name drugs that'll just eventually lose their patent and go to generic. So now the pharmaceutical companies are still alive and they're still in business, the big ones. But you think they're going to be quick to jump on something that may or may not get sold 5 years from now? So thank God we have a couple people, you know, coming in. And, you know, hopefully there's grant money and, you know, certain incentives. But, you know, I'd really like to know what they're doing. I mean, remember, there's millions of diseases out there. I mean, you know, you can't vaccinate against everything, but what would be nice is trying to find some sort of a universal vaccine or something that lessens the blow when you get it. Just these viruses, they're all different shapes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so colon cancer. Okay, many of you are going, you know what, I'm not going to get screened until I'm 50. That's the only time the doctor even bugs me about it. I'll wait, and then you're 55 and you're 16, and you still don't get it done. Well, they say now 1 in 7 colorectal cancer patients are being diagnosed before the age of 50. And many times we recommend colon cancer screening before 50 if it's in the family, if there's a family history, or if you have blood in the stool. Or if you're having constipation that's new, or diarrhea that's new, or bowel issues, abdominal pain. And so we're starting to recommend them for a variety of issues, and that's probably how we're finding 1 in 7 people of the 1 in 7 other colorectal patients being under 50. Researchers at the University of Michigan report younger patients have better survival rates, often due to more aggressive treatment because their cancer is more advanced. And, you know, many times they catch this because somebody's having a symptom. You know, when you're older and you're not having, you know, the symptoms, many times you just don't get screened as often. But somebody's having an issue, the doctors are going in looking for it. And colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related death and the third most common cancer diagnosed in the United States, according to the CDC. Currently, guidelines suggest people with average risk for the cancers that start being screened at 50, but if you have relatives, start at age 40. Of course, you have some doctors concerned about over-screening, but something like this, and I told you, a colonoscopy, to me, is one of the best tests out there because it actually prevents cancer, right? And we got some music going on here. Yeah, that is good news. All right. Yeah, we can party. That's okay. I know you guys are dancing over there, right? Right. Yeah.
Dance party at GCN.
Any topic of you know, colon cancer and colonoscopies make anybody try to...
We're up here dancing party. About some colon. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you get a mammogram, it's a picture. You get a picture taken and the doctor has to look at it and go, oh, I see something or I don't. When you get a colonoscopy, if they do see something, they biopsy it. And when they biopsy it, many times if it's a little polyp, they just take the polyp out. So as you get gleaned or pruned of polyps, those polyps cannot turn to cancer later. Because cancer will usually come from a polyp. Even though not all polyps turn to cancer will come from a polyp. Take out that polyp, it can't grow to cancer. So at least you're getting something proactively done. But look at how we have a large number of colorectal cancer patients being in their 40s or even sooner. You know, just as we kind of get nervous when we see younger people having breast cancer, same thing. You know, we want to think that there are these real nice cutoffs so that we could wait and put it off and delay, you know, because we don't want to, you know, have to worry about everybody having cancer. We want to be like, you know what, good. Well, you're 50, we could wait. And that's not the case. Among the patients with cancer, 37,847 or 15% were younger than age 50. 21% of younger patients survived beyond 5 years, even if the cancer spread. 21% lived, as opposed to 14% of older patients. They say people paying more attention to family history, anemia. You know, if you do a blood test and your blood count's low and the doctor says you have anemia, okay, one of the first things they say, you know, if you're a woman is, okay, are your periods heavy? Okay, but what if you're not having your periods? Or they're not heavy? Or what if you're a man? Okay, why are you anemic? Okay, is it because you're not eating a very iron-rich diet? Could be. But I mean, you know, my vegans and vegetarians don't run anemic. Not in this country. So then what could be going on? Are you losing blood? You could lose blood from an ulcer. You could lose blood from, I don't know, getting multiple bloody noses or, I don't know, being, you know, I don't know, fights or UFC or something. I don't know. But then, unfortunately, you could be losing it from the GI tract. So many times we'll see anemia. We'll send you to the GI doctor. The gastroenterologist will do a scope. And lo and behold, they find colon cancer. Not all anemia means you have that, but many times colon cancer will cause that. So, you know, if what I recommend is this. If there is any family history of colon cancer, gastric cancer, esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, gallbladder cancer, liver cancer, any sort of abdominal cancer, just check in and say hi with the GI doctor. Just for poops and giggles. Just go, hey, how's it going? Now, I got this going on in the family. We used to say 20 years before your family member was diagnosed, you get screened. So my grandfather had full-blown colon cancer throughout his body in his early 60s. So then what we calculated in the 1990s was, okay, so 20 years prior to that would then make you in your 40s. And I'd be like, but wait a second. What if Grandpa had it in his 50s and it took time to spread into his 60s? So he was technically in his 60s when he died, but maybe I should be checked in my 30s. Well, that's exactly what I did. You know, my doctor said, you're going now. And they made me go, and they had me checked, and I had my first scope when I was in my 30s. And I think you've all seen the pictures. Okay. So, you know, we don't do that anymore. We don't say, well, cut it back 20 years. We're like, look, if there's a family history, and this is what I tell my patients, okay? It's not that you have to go and get the scope. You don't have to go and get the scope done. The reason why you're seeing the specialist is you want a game plan. Many of you guys are not keeping your doctors. I think there is a more than 90% chance that your current doctor is not going to be your doctor 5 years from now. And so many of you have to already have a game plan. You don't have a doctor guiding you, the captain of your healthcare ship. You don't have that anymore. What doctors are telling you is, look, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. And I don't know who you're going to see. Maybe you'll see my partner. Maybe you'll see my, you know, mid-level or my physician assistant or my nurse practitioner. You know, you'll see a good provider, but you won't see me. And so many of you are like, but what do you want me to do? Because every time I talk to another doctor, it's another game plan. So one of the things I suggest, you know, is you sit down with a gastroenterologist and get their opinion. What should your game plan be? If both your grandparents on both sides of the family, just like me, my grandmother on one side, my grandfather on the other, had metastatic colon cancer that killed them, what should my screening process be? My doctor, he shocked me. He said every few years, get checked. Eat high-fiber diet. Eat, you know, none of this every 5 to 10 year stuff. It was every few years. I'm like, really? He's like, you got it on both sides. It is in the genes. I'm like, man, you can't just have your colon removed, you know, like a prophylactic mastectomy. You can't do that. Okay? And same thing with heart disease. Okay? You know, I sent somebody to the heart doctor that had a perfect EKG. Cholesterol was great. But there was a family history. Because that family history, I sent them to the cardiologist. The cardiologist did more, deep testing and found that he had some pretty significant blockage in one of his arteries. So, again, it's not that you're going to have the test. It's you are going for a game plan. And, you know, with the heart, as a heart doctor. Okay, so how often do you want to see me? If this stress test is fine, okay, when do you want me to, you know, when do you want me to follow back up? Do you want a stress test every couple years? Should I ever get calcium scoring done by CT? You know, what do you recommend? Now, remember, everybody has their own opinion, but it's nice to come up with a game plan. Now, speaking of colonoscopy, this is not good. All right, this report is coming out of Westfield, Massachusetts. They say Bay State Health says more than 293 patients who had colonoscopies at Bay State Noble Hospital years ago might have been exposed to HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Not another one. Ugh. According to a news release sent to 22 News, the risk is due to improper disinfection procedures with colonoscopies, which is the instrument used. A group of 293 patients received their colonoscopies between June 2012 and April 2013. They have been sent notifications by the hospital so they could receive screening. The health system described this risk as still being small. So as a precaution, they are screening people. They thought it was a failure in training. The disinfection of the endoscopes, they said, did not adequately expose the device's single water irrigation channel to high-level disinfection during the last phase of cleaning, similar to other more recent problems with sterilization occurring across the country with endoscopes. So they apologize, and they're you know, that's the thing. You know, you may be great at doing a colonoscopy or an endoscopy. You may be great at documenting and making sure the patient is safe and you're using sterile technique, but there could be some kooky little thing, and that's where the bug decides to hang out. Remember, bacteria, they're smart. You know, these things have been evolving for centuries and centuries, and they're smarter than us. Bacteria and viruses know exactly where to set up shop and what to do. They will outsmart man, which is why they will always be around. Look at us with our hand sanitizers. Here we are, we're using hand sanitizers all the time, and we are thinking that we are, you know, conquering the microbial world. And what happens? They make super bugs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a little bit of a listeria outbreak. I'm you know, watching this one very, very cautiously because remember what happened with listeria a few years back with the tainted cantaloupe. Well, we have Dole Fresh Vegetables, Inc. has voluntarily withdrawn packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio facility linked to a 6-state listeria outbreak that has killed one and sickened 12, according to the FDA on Friday. The CDC said Friday that the company has stopped its production at the facility, which investigators believe is the only location the affected products were processed, according to the FDA. No other Dole facilities or products are affected. So affected products begin with the letter A in the upper right-hand corner of the package, and they have been sold in a bunch of states and Canadian provinces, including Alabama, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Massachusetts, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Whew. For those of you guys who listen in Canada, Ontario, New Brunswick, and Quebec. All right, so one dead, sick in 12. We haven't heard much of this listeria outbreak, so we're going to kind of keep you posted as we hear this. But Dole is voluntarily withdrawing some of their packaged salad. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so, you know, there's been some controversy with this Fitbit. And is the Fitbit inaccurate when it comes to your heart rate? And there have been people saying, look, you know, it's not calculating the heart rate right, and so I'm working out harder than I should, and that could be dangerous. And apparently Fitbit was hit by a bunch of lawsuits, including a full-on class action lawsuit because of quote-unquote heart rate inaccuracies from the Fitbit Charge HR and Fitbit Surge devices. Now, Fitbit's older devices, which I guess can show you, you know, I guess how many steps and how far you walked, et cetera, kind of like a pedometer, et cetera. They come about $100-$150. The newer devices also, you know, include your heart rate. And the class action suit claims that other manual or automated heart rate monitoring techniques showed large inaccuracies. They say the devices reported to present inaccuracies as large as 75 beats per minute. But the general margin of error should be around 25 beats a minute. So here you are trying to get your target heart rate, and the Fitbit monitor is saying you're at 120. And you're like, but I need to be at 180, so I'm going to step it up. Meanwhile, if it was off by 75 points, you were up at 195. And that's why there's been some concern. The company's devices use a technique called photoplethysmography. It reads your heart rate. It's a technology that shines a light on your skin in order to see blood flow through it. But Consumer Reports said, you know what? Let me see what's going on here. Okay? So Consumer Reports tested, and they had two subjects wear both of the devices during various stages of physical activity. And I guess there was some concern that maybe the users never read the instructions correctly, and that's why there was a big discrepancy, and if they didn't do it right or you know, use it right, that's why there was an issue, which could actually poke a huge hole in the lawsuit. So Consumer Reports said the instructions were clear and specifying that the devices were to be worn slightly higher up on the user's forearm than the wrist. Wearing them around the wrist is where you would have inaccurate results, because the bracelet then is not in proper contact with the blood vessels. Consumer Reports simultaneously used a Polar H7 EKG monitor, and they found that, I guess, there was, you know, fairly good accuracy. In fact, the highest inaccuracy reported was only 11 beats per minute. And that was reported for intense exercising with a device worn on the wrist. When the subject used the device properly, the discrepancies went away. That's very interesting how Consumer Reports actually comes in to save the day. I don't know if Fitbit advertises with Consumer Reports. I don't know if you can. I don't know much about how that relationship goes. But, I mean, that would make a lot of sense. You know, where you know, if somebody's not using it correctly, because I know just with medical equipment, you know, you could take a blood pressure a half a different, you know, dozen different ways and get half a dozen different readings. It has to be consistent, and it has to be done with the patient not talking. Patients always like to talk. No talking. Legs can't be crossed. They need to be sitting up straight. Their shirt needs to be off or, you know, not causing a barrier. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to be done, and many people are like, look, you know, I just want, you know, just hurry. I don't want to take off my shirt. I just want to get my, you know, I just like with weight. Many people say, you know what, just weigh me with my shoes on and subtract. Okay, but I mean, if you're looking for accuracy, it's got to be done right. And I got to tell you something. You know, when I see people use these things, you know, I like to sometimes ask, I go, I mean, do you have it, you know, securely on? I mean, are you using it right? Because you're like, okay, how is wrist figuring this out? You know, a lot of people, they just like the whole Star Trek idea of you can have something near you or attached to you and it'll read everything, you know, from your body. No, there's a science to it, guys. There's always a science. So many of us are just waiting for the hoverboard or just waiting for the Star Trek analyzer or even Superman to come. All right, but there has to be science behind it. Speaking of science, they think there's an environmental toxin that could be the cause of Alzheimer's, okay? And it's a toxin abundantly found in the environment. Let me see here. Dr. Cox, Paul Allen Cox of the Institute for Ethnol Medicine in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and his team have looked into a certain group of people in Guam, have found a link between the disease and the toxin. I have the toxin here. I apologize. All these pop-ups are coming up. Oh, I apologize. Hold on a second. Let me see if I have this on the other. I don't have the toxin memorized. It's something I'm not really used to looking at. Let me see. Sorry about this, guys. All right. It is cycads. Okay. Have you guys heard of that? I haven't heard of that. Okay. They go, ethnobotanists have spent their time in villages to figure out what the hidden killer is. And they found in the Chamorro village that cycads, which are used to make tortillas, and flying foxes, which is a delicacy, contain the neurotoxin BMAA. Oh, there we go. Okay, that makes some sense. BMAA. Thank you. One more pop-up and then we're done. No, I do not look at these. This info links. Oh, I'm so sick of these pop-ups. The study looked at the link between BMAA and neurodegenerative diseases. They said when they fed monkeys fruit that had BMAA, after 140 days, the monkeys developed neurofibrillary tangles and amyloid deposits, which is exactly what we see with Alzheimer's. Monkeys that were fed those fruits and the dietary amino acid L-serine had less tangles compared to those that only had the BMAA fruit. But compared to a placebo, they still had more of the tangles. So, I don't know. I don't eat flying fox, so I think I'm okay, but you kind of wonder. So, researchers are now trying to replicate the experiment and any animal fed with BMAA to see if they develop the same degenerative signs. And if L-serine could be used to combat, kind of an antidote, to lessen the tangles like it did in the monkey brains. So they're kind of working with other groups right now, test the effectiveness to see if maybe they can help. Because think about it. Okay, you know, either we try to prevent this toxin from eating flying foxes, which we don't, so I'm still not really 100% sure on what the heck is going on here, or we combat it with the amino acid. So you see there's a variety of different things they could do. Pretty cool stuff. I'm proud of them. What I'm not proud of is these stupid pop-ups that have to mess up the article. I don't want to print the article and read it from a piece of paper because you hear the paper. See, look, okay, I have an article right here. Okay, you see how that sounds? See? You hear that? You see? You can't. It's, you know, I'm not Walter Cronkite. I don't know how to do it. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. They say if you are distracted at work, you might be a genius. Okay, see, I just thought, I just really like to play video games. I like to catch up on my Candy Crush. I like to check in on my Facebook. You know, that's just me. But no. They say researchers looked at 10,000 workers spread across 17 countries. Half of them admitted they find it hard to concentrate at work. And this was done by a Global Web Index. They found the average time spent on cell phones has doubled since 2012. In the UK, this is according to Fox News, typical smartphone users check their phone 221 times a day, and they check their email 30 times an hour. 30 times an hour. There's only 60 minutes to an hour. That means every 2 minutes, checking their email a day. The study suggests that all these distractions take the biggest toll on the brightest workers because they've got more ideas kicking around, they say. And then it could easily lead to a, quote, feeling of inadequacy and inability to deal with the workload as a whole. They say there's a theory that smart people tend to instinctively want to tackle each problem and address each issue as it arises. And in a world full of distractions, that means the more intelligent individuals are more likely to get sucked in. However, you know, it's a problem. Okay. My cell phone is a problem, but I blame not the phone. I blame the job. Okay. I have two jobs. One is show business, right? Okay. Being in radio and then, you know, the TV interviews and the things I have to do. And then the other is being a doctor. So if I'm getting, let's say, a lab result or I'm, you know, getting, you know, something being sent to me. Okay, I need to look at it right then and there. I can't put it off for 8 hours. Same thing in TV land. You know, I was putting up holiday decorations, and there was a call for an interview. And I guess it took me about 30 minutes to do this one area of the house. All right, so I go, and I see that my phone went off. I call out. Nope, already they moved on. You know, they couldn't wait the 30 minutes. And I understand. I mean, if I was a big star, maybe they could. But it happens. And so when you're in my field, okay, and they only have X amount of time to prep their news stories, they're not going to wait and see just for you to call back and go, well, no, can't do it. And so, you know, for me, I have to be on top of it. If there's a call, you know, decisions have to be made, things moving forward. You know, years ago, I had come up with the idea to go on air when I was at a pharmaceutical dinner. I was, you know, sitting there, we were listening to the, you know, product and whatever, and, you know, and then, you know, I look at my buddy, and I'm like, we are really, really funny, aren't we? And he's like, yeah, we're funny. I go, why don't we, you know, put a show on? You know, I want to do something for charity anyway where we answer people's medical questions. You and I would be great at it. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Okay, so, and, you know, he had been drinking, all right, till the next day, you know, I called him, this was years ago, you know, and I'm like, all right, well, let's start working on this. And, all right, and, you know, just left a message, no answer. Okay, a few days later, no answer. Okay, well, all of a sudden came the opportunity, look, you know, we have a block of airtime. You got to get it now before somebody else takes it. You know the story. I'm like, it is a good block of airtime, fine. So I called him one last time, no answer. So I moved on ahead, and that's why the Dr. Dahlia show is only me. Yeah, I mean, you know, decisions have to be made. And I gave this guy a week, so what do you do? And unfortunately, he's been regretting it. He actually looks a little grumpy. Wanted to kind of jump in halfway, and no, can't do it. You guys, I know you guys are like, wait, please bring another doctor in. Come on. Really? Okay. Yeah, I know he is smarter than me. I do have to say that. But it's just one of those things where things have to be done. So, I mean, for me, like right now, my phone is going off. Come on, people. You know, and then, of course, when you have family and you have older family, you need to know. Remember in the olden days, somebody would be in the hospital and you wouldn't find out about it till you got home from work that night? And you're like, well, it would have been nice to know. So, I, you know, I don't know if it's an intelligence issue. I don't know if we have attention deficit now. I think what it is, you know, even my friends, okay, I'll sometimes screen my calls and screen the texts. And I hate this about, you know, our modern day where I, you know, I really don't want to talk to them. I don't, but they know I got the text, and they know I carry my phone around, and so I have to call them back. I have, you know, and it stinks. Today, I was trying to sleep in till 6:30, and somebody texted me for an interview at 6. It's what we're doing. It's just the way our society is right now. But I think it's consuming us. Okay, I can't stand the fact that everybody is expected to answer back right away. And I feel that way, too. You know, I'm making decisions, and I'm like, where's your answer? Where's your answer? And this idea of, well, I'm going to sit, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to... No, not in this day and age. And we're getting very impatient. I think us being impatient is growing. And I think the intelligent people are the ones saying, I could overcome this. I'm going to get this project done. I don't care what's going on. Or an intelligent person, I tell you what an intelligent person would do. You know on the email where you get to send an out-of-the-office reply, okay? An intelligent person would make one of those and go, look, guys, okay, I need 15 minutes to myself. So for 15 minutes, I'm not going to answer anybody back, okay? So just, I'm not dead. I'm just working on a project, okay? Give me 15 minutes. That would be something an intelligent person would do. Problem is, I just got an out-of-office reply. I'm not even reading it. Out of office. Okay, I don't even click to read it. See, that's the other problem. So now you have people thinking you're out of town, which might not be a bad thing, come to think of it. And I don't know. All right, so that's that. Number of obese and overweight children under 5 is alarming, according to the World Health Organization. They say at least 41 million children under the age of 5 are obese or overweight across the globe, numbers rising most rapidly in developing countries. And it has risen by 10 million worldwide since 1990. Low and middle income countries as well as the high income countries. In developing countries, they say the number of overweight children doubled to 15.5 million to 2014 from 7.5 million. All right, so you see, this is interesting, okay? You know, because we were blaming here in America fast food. What's going on there? All right. I mean, I understand there's still, you know, soda pop and there's, you know, marketing of unhealthy food. But, you know, when we're looking at a lot of these, you know, countries with lower income, are they really eating fast food to the degree that some of the other countries are? They say almost half of overweight and obese children under 5 live in Asia, 25% in Africa, where overweight children has doubled to 10.3 million. Libya, Egypt, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Botswana had the highest percentage of overweight children among African countries. They say children who don't have access to nutritious food in early childhood are at higher risk. Especially when their food intake changes and their activity levels change. Let me see what else they say here. So, how do you combat that? Okay. I think a lot of it is still chemicals. I really do. Okay, I mean, I think many of us have already known, okay, you don't need fast food. I think soda pop is still huge. Soda pop is, I think, a big, huge culprit when it comes to that. But I don't really see, you know, I mean, maybe I'm not looking correctly, but I just don't see a lot of soda pop drinking, okay, from what I've understood in many of these, you know, these kind of developing countries and these, you know, lower income countries. So then what could be doing it? Is it the lack of exercise? Are things becoming more automated so they don't have to be as active? Are the hormones changing? Are the, are we evolving differently? You know, we're getting bigger. We are bigger people now. We just are. We're taller. We're wider. We're just bigger. And maybe our, you know, our barometer for obesity is different. You know, maybe it needs to change. I don't know. I'm not saying we don't have an obesity problem, but, you know, I do these BMI charts on these kids, and I'm like, wow, really? And I mean, they look cut. They just look, you know, they're just bigger kids now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.